start the fire.
Cinnamon.
And do you have another name for small pieces of kindling that have...
Leather.
Okay, and how about if they have a lot of fat in them? For richness.
Tall cinnamon.
Okay. And what do you call a place with a rod and a hanger where you hang up your clothes?
Yeah, and we call it a glow rod.
Okay, if it's a small room built in to, say, your bedroom, and you hang all your clothes there.
Closet.
Okay, and how about if it's not built in, but it's a great big piece of furniture?
I gave one away and want it back. Yeah, wardrobe.
Okay. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of the house? Okay, how about the ones that are all the way from the bottom to the top on the side? And they keep the weather out?
Oh, fabric.
Okay. Have you ever called them either weatherboarding or siding?
Weatherboarding, but not siding.
And the clavard is determined to be first? Okay. And what do you call the covered area out here in front of the house?
What kind of area?
The covered area, where your chairs are and your steps.
Oh, the lawn.
Okay, and how about up here, though, before you go down the steps?
I know what word you want to use, piazza. We call it the porch now, but it is called piazza.
Oh, mm-hmm. And if you have a porch, a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it, does that have another name?
Well, I never had that. Let me see.
Have you ever heard it called a stoop?
No, a stoop is just a little thing that you're coming in the porch, like you come in the step, and it's just a tiny little place before you get in. There's a stoop.
Well,
what I've always called a stoop, but we never did have a stoop. We always had a piazza. A big one.
Did it go all the way around the house?
No, never did go all the way around, but... I like this. Never have had too much porch, like some people have all the way around.
Okay, and what do you call a small fence area next to the barn where you can put the cows before milking?
A lot.
Okay, and what do you call a large wooden container? It's well about this big around. It has a handle that you can carry water or milk in.
Well, we always call it a bucket. Now, some people call them pails, but we didn't.
Well, was there a difference if they were made out of metal?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, you still call it a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that you fry some food in on the stove?
Well, we always call it a frying pan, but I hear some people say skillet, but we didn't call it skillet.
Okay. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on?
Faucet.
And if you have the same sort of thing on a barrel, what would you call it then?
Faucet.
And if it's out in the yard?
Faucet.
Okay. And when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
A bag.
Okay. And do you remember the name, I don't think they're used much anymore, but for a very large, loosely woven cloth bag made out of...
Well, we called it a crocus bag, crocus sack.
Hmm. What were they used for?
Well, put corn and potatoes and... Put anything in them because it was strong.
Were they tight so that you could put grain or something in?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people call them granny sacks, but we didn't. We call them crocus sacks.
Have you ever heard them called burlap sacks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that because
we didn't call them burlap sacks then, but when I was at the home demonstration agent, we used to buy burlap to make scarves and things and keep them for shoes. We called it burlap, but it was just like the silk bag on it was neater and closer together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've been sitting there?
No.
Okay. What do you call a small